Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Been a while since I felt this way about someone.
Yesterday's KMOX 100th anniversary show, and it lives separately from the DGS podcast. Guys, where would they go to find that?
Just go to KMOX.com, and you'll be able to find, you'll be able to navigate to like the podcasts and the 100 year anniversary archive.
Perfect. George Mayhew, the Fifth Beatle, is here with us as always on Fridays. And I know we're going to talk about some restaurant openings, but I'm intrigued by this $3,700 thing. Can you roll that out, Rach or George?
George probably has a better handle on it than me, but let me Google it really quick.
Well, I know about it. This is
we have Google right here.
Yes, yes. No need for Google. No, this is over at Pino in Clayton, and the owner Pepe Kem, chef owner, has been doing this on and off for a couple years. He does it at the end of the year to kind of jumpstart the next year. Mm-hmm. And he's very creative with his end of year things to try to put some money in the coffers. And what he does is offers unlimited meals for a couple for the next year for $3,600. And I think it's $3,600. I think that's the number. And basically, there are very few limitations. You can go in there every single night he's open and order whatever you want.
Is that for two people?
Yeah, for two people.
That's $70 a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's $150 every 2 weeks, which is, you know, you go in and if you'd go there for dinner, you'll spend $150. So basically twice a month, twice
pretty
a month
good.
For the year, and you're even. And he said it's this fun thing that gets a lot of people's attention. And alcohol's included. You know, he'll let you have some cocktails. He'll let you have some house wine. There are some restrictions. You can bring your friends, and then he just charge you for your friends.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, I think he does put a limit on it. He can't just do this forever for everybody. So, but you have to call and talk to him individually, and he'll give you so you need to know what the rules are, right? And he said what tends to happen is people, it's just like a diet at the first of the year. Mm-hmm. Everybody just goes crazy. Yeah, let's go. And he goes, and you know, it just tapers off. And, you know, by the end of the year, you're not seeing these people anymore. But he said, there's one guy last year that came every single night.
Holy crap.
He goes, he was here when I opened the doors. I just opened the doors with this guy, and he dined here with us every single night of the year. He could, needless to say, he got his money's worth.
Yeah.
So,
I wonder if that made Pino mad.
I think if it's what it's designed to do, but I think, the publicity, you know, we're talking about it, and I just think it's a great idea. And the other thing he does, you know, these guys do these gift card promotions. You know, you buy $100, you get 20 free. You buy $100, you get 15 free. He's got, you buy $100, you get 50 free, which is, that's insane. So, you buy $1,000 worth of gift cards, you get $1,500 worth of gift cards. So again, restaurant guys are always anxious to load the coffers up at the end of the year because they have taxes due on December 31st. Okay. That's when their taxes are due. And the little known, or actually well-known secret in the industry is that's where all that gift card money goes. They're paying their taxes with it. So that's all these guys are trying to do. But this guy is a character, and he's got all these wildly creative promotions. He had some insanely fun things during COVID. And anyway, he's just a pleasure to be around. He's a, you know, kind of a rough and tumble Sicilian guy, and he's just he calls it the way he sees it. You're not going to hear. There's no filters on this guy. So if he's there, chat him up because he's entertaining.
We'll have him on the show.
Yeah, I first heard about this through reading about it on stlmag.com.
Imagine that.
We talk about your newsletter a lot, George, but we don't often tell people how they can get it. How can people sign up? And because this newsletter is free and it's full of tons of great information like this.
Thank you. And it is. And it's full. It's not full of it, but I'm full of it. You know, there's a lot of unique information there, information that you can only find there that I don't write anywhere else. So you have to get the newsletter to see this. And one of them is the micro rant, which we talk about. And there's a lot of openings and closings and things that I talk about there that I don't talk about anywhere else. But you just go onto the magazine website, stlmag.com. And at the upper right, there's a tab that says newsletters, and you click on it, and you know the St. Louis Magazine now has 20 newsletters, which is just staggering. So you can subscribe to all 20, you can subscribe to one, and they're all free.
How extensive are they?
You know, pretty extensive. We started the most recent, the one that I do is called Dining Out, and that was the first one. And there's weekend, and there's outdoors, and there's family, so it kind of covers. There's a culture one. The ones we just started, which the jury's still out on it because we just started it 2 weeks ago. We're doing regional, suburban. Mm-hmm. Newsletters, if you will. We just started Clayton 2 weeks ago. We started Chesterfield yesterday or today.
Okay.
And I guess, you know, the guy that owns the magazine, Matt Cohen, is a very, very smart guy. And if he says this is the way to go, then this is the way to go. He's taken us to the promised land. We're in way better shape than we ever have been. And, you know, this niche marketing appealing to small groups of people is where all the action is. Yeah. And these advertisers would rather see 3,000 or 4,000 engaged people than throwing that net out to 100,000 and maybe 20 of them will.
It's funny you say that, George, the niche thing, because I've been reading. I mean, I'm in the business. And I'm going to be starting a national podcast soon, and the most successful podcasts lately are the very niche. Like if you say I'm going to do one on politics, you better do one on Nebraska politics.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's true, and that's where, again, those folks are engaged. Whatever your niche is, these people are into it. Craft beer, and we haven't done a wine one yet, but we could. And we've got the dining out one is mine, but Cheryl does dining in. She does all the stuff that isn't dining out, but it's dining related, where you get this and where you might pick that up. So it's fascinating to see how these things work, and these things are all... They're all, everybody's advertising on these. I mean, these things are, they keep paying for themselves, so we keep putting them out.
Should I run my taste thing by George? I have a feeling he would disagree. My little rant about taste.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, that's interesting.
So I had thought last night while in the zone that when we try to tell each other what art we should enjoy and how you should enjoy it and what food you should enjoy and what music you should enjoy, I'm totally cool when people give me suggestions and referrals.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking last night, like, how dare someone try to tell me what my taste should be? Now, do you disagree because maybe you, being an expert, can elevate my taste and thus give me a service?
I don't look at it that way. I look at it, let me open your eyes a little bit in case they're not open enough. And I'm not saying this is for you, but boy, this is really a good place to go. And I think you'd really like this. And that's basically all we're doing is we throw the gauntlet out and say, hey, here's this new place. And we try to say everything about it. And those that it resonates with will go there. But yeah, I think you're being a little too worrisome there.
What did you think of the part of being a restaurateur that is not that you guys did this, but it's sort of judgy and sort of persnickety, nose in the air. Oh, you're getting that wine. Do you believe that every restaurant should just whatever people want? The customer's always right. Here you go.
It wasn't that way in the old days. I mean, it was the restaurant is always the restaurant is always right. I mean, you were to a degree you want to take care of your customers, but you didn't want to get pushed around and have them tell you what to do and tell them your business and tell them how to cook this and that. And now it's just with social media and with people having that Yelp
power
in their hand, it's scary. And you just got to say yes sir, and go, you know, just like the thing we talked about with these guys opening up their to-go bags and sitting down and camping out at one of your tables, just like, hey, bring us some water and some silverware, would you? Like, serious? But yeah, it's
that's interesting. So back in the day, if someone said, you know what, do this almondine, you'd like, it's the way the chef prepares it.
Yeah, no, sometimes, but if you can, you do, but you don't want to get bullied and pushed around because people will take advantage.
By the way, I have no idea what almondine means. I thought it was a word.
It means almonds.
Crumble them up.
Not that hard. But so it was a, you know, we've been talking about, you know, again, I'm the glass half full guy. It's been a little shaky in the restaurant industry of late. You know, the prices are up and it's the end of the year. And normally this is a really good time. And the whole year has been kind of sucky weather wise as far as restaurants go. And these guys are looking at their books and going, boy, we're down from last year. And so a couple of them are saying, you know, what's everybody else saying? What's everybody else doing? So there's some concern in the industry. And it's like, oh boy, is this the beginning of the, you know, some kind of big shakeout? And I don't think it is. And this week was a testament to that. We had four major restaurant openings in a week, which is insane. Insanely, it's usually just, you know, a sandwich shop here and a bar and grill there, and this gal's making cookies and whatever it is, right? But there are four that opened up. And I've been, you know, staying with them and very excited about them. One is right near you guys in Midtown called Scouts. It's at 2704 Locust. It's in, you know, kind of the Midtown corridor there. And it's in a three-room restaurant. Three owners that are all very complimentary of each other's skills. And these guys are really have it together. I mean, they think exactly the same, and they're just the way they're presenting this, they really thought this through. It's I think they're calling it modern American with the Mediterranean Italian influences, but very simple, one-page menu. They did some pop-ups for the last 5 years. The chefs did, so all these dishes have been tested and proven. And, you know, they had their soft opening last weekend, and they said, yeah, we're going to take off a couple days, you know, the days, you know, we normally take off, and just kind of, usually they do that. You'll open for the weekend and then take a couple of days off to let's discuss what happened, what we need to do, what went right, what went wrong. And they go, we nailed it. We just killed it. And instead of like worrying about what to do, they said, you know, we just kind of took the days off and kind of went about our business. And the bartender said, yeah, the only thing we screwed up on is we didn't have any high chairs. Somebody forgot to buy the high. I said, if that's your biggest problem,
yeah, you're fine.
You guys are doing great. So they opened last night. And I mean, again, all three guys are know their positions. One's in the kitchen, one's at the expo station, and one guy works the front. And it's a very well orchestrated thing, and it's this family, super hospitality focused. I really have high hopes for this restaurant.
Good.
And so that's...
We'll definitely go.
And I don't think there's, you know, I don't want to disparage the other ones, because one of them is Mike Randolph, who has opened probably a dozen restaurants in this town. He just opened he's the guy that brought Neapolitan pizza to St. Louis, if you remember, about 15 years ago, a place called The Good Pie. And nobody knew what Neapolitan, they didn't have any idea what it was till he introduced St. Louis to it. And so he was kind of the Neapolitan pizza guy forever and ever. And now he's opened up a place in Clayton as of Wednesday called Nettie's Pizza Den. That's his great aunt, Nettie. And very homey and very kind of looks like it's been there for 100 years kind of place. You know, old family photos on the wall.
And it's patina.
Yeah, and he's got you know, a couple booths from his old restaurants, his former restaurants, I should say. And they're a little beat up, but they're not, you know, it's not like they're tattered. And it just kind of looks lived in. And he is doing some pizza and but he's doing something I've never seen anybody do anywhere. He's cooking pizzas in two different ovens. And it's like, what the heck are you doing that for? Well, these Neapolitan pizzas don't travel. They can't. You have to eat those right then and there. You try to send that thing across town, and it's a gooey mess by the time you do. And that was his stock and trade. He was the Neapolitan pizza guy. He goes, but this isn't going to work in Clayton. This is not going to work. So he is cooking his pizzas, you know, kind of doing the Neapolitan thing, kind of crisping them up and putting them in a really hot oven. And then he finishes them in a regular deck oven, you know, the traditional one with the drawer. And it gives him some stability and some sturdiness and the ability. He goes, I want that pizza to taste pretty darn perfect by the time it travels 40 minutes or out of the oven 40 minutes.
It's impressive.
And it's really impressive. I mean, he's a pizza geek for sure. And I haven't been there yet. The place has just been bombarded. I think he ran out of dough the first two nights. When the pizza guy's out of dough, that's it. You close the door and say, sorry, I can't like make this stuff up. You know, I can't run to Schnucks and get more pizza dough. So they're doing that. And you'll see, I've heard really, really good things about this pizza. So DoorDash it, Dave. What can
I
say?
All right. Love it. Thank you, George.
All right, see ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 426. Flashback Friday.
Yeah, November 21st, back in the day, 148 years ago in 1877, Thomas Edison announced his newest invention, a hand-cranked foil cylinder phonograph, which he dubbed a talking machine. Huh. And the first thing ever recorded was Mary Had a Little Lamb.
In my mind, Thomas Edison is a fiend. Because as I understand it, he stole the light bulb from Tesla, and then he electrocuted an elephant to make a point.
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
83 years ago, in 1942... Tweety Bird debuted in the Warner Brothers cartoon, A Tale of Two Kitties, featuring Babbitt and Catsello. That's the feline parody of Abbott and Costello. Where would we be without Tweety Bird, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of scary to think of a world without Tweety.
We wouldn't see any of those putty tats coming.
Yeah. No more putty tats.
I was definitely Team Sylvester, though.
Were you?
Oh, yeah.
Just Tweety was just like rubbing it in his face
too
much. Yeah,
just like, just eat that bird.
Yeah. 50 years ago, 1975, Queen released their fourth album, A Night at the Opera, featuring Bohemian Rhapsody and You're My Best Friend.
Never forget hearing Bohemian Rhapsody for the first time.
I did too, and I was a kid, and I was like, what's happening?
What is going on?
Until the guitar hit, and yes. I was like, yeah!
And I'll be anything you ask and more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.